All right, it's 1:00. We'll call the special town board meeting for the town of White Plains to order on Thursday, April 1st. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, tax fund, refund account of 5602 to 5625, and the general fund, 53132 to 53159.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the March 17th regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion for approval as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 17th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
It's the same as last month because we haven't had a chance to get anything. This today is just the first, so I know what it was. The regular account, $1,151,941.68. And in the ambulance, $397,779.85.
I'm up for approval as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion possible action, update annual meeting date, time, location. I did talk to Dan Thompson. The tribe lifted their 10-person limit and they went to a 50-person limit. I had contacted Jennifer at the casino about possibly holding it there. She said those dates seemed to be open at the time. She was waiting to see, and maybe you know more about it, if they were going to change the restrictions somewhat. She thought they were gonna, she was gonna give me a call yesterday. I never heard back from her.
I would follow up with Bill Belcher.
Okay. It was, it sounded like it was the council that was doing it.
Yeah, but there was some action, but Bill would have more information because he's the one that would present it.
Okay.
Give Bill a call. I do believe they're going to be opening up the convention part. But it's still the 50.
50 people.
Because that was something they could do immediately.
So what I did then too, is I talked to Mary Rulin, clerk over at Arborvita, and she said, she cleared it with Frank Bauer, the chairman, we could use Arborvita's town hall on that day, and then we don't have a limit, similar to what we did with the budget hearing. They do have their annual meeting and a town board meeting prior to it. Their annual meeting's at 7:00. I don't know for sure what time the town board meeting was, if it was 5:00 or 6:00. So we could possibly hold it over there without a limit. My big concern is if we have, say, well, there's five of us here, 45 people show up, we're over our limit. If they don't have Zoom capabilities, you're in violation of the open meetings law. Where with using Arborvita's town hall, it would be traditional annual meeting open to the public. Everybody can come.
I think it'd be a sure thing.
We would just, yeah, it would be a sure thing. And we would just have to hold it at, you know, 11, 12, 1:00 during the day so that we're done. They have a chance to clean up should they need to do anything and be ready for their meeting later.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring that to you guys and see what you thought or when you wanted to do it.
We have a timeframe. We have to have this posted.
Correct.
Today.
today. That's why this meeting is today.
So I think it's a no-brainer. Do we have to go to everybody?
That's fine. As long as it's posted. My biggest thing, and always has been, is the people that work during the day.
I know.
And I come getting in here by the...
I understand that, and if Arborvita wasn't holding theirs on the same day, and by state statute, we have it on the 20th, we could.
We could do it 10 at night.
Yeah, who knows if they're gonna be done?
Oh, yeah, right.
So I think, I guess that's something in the future.
In the future, we, next...
I firmly believe we need to accommodate, and you know what, there might only be five, 10 people, but you know what? It's five, 10 people that we made accommodation for.
And again...
Because there's still community members.
We originally had it set for nine.
Yeah, we had it set for whatever it was, 5, 6 o'clock or something.
Five or something, definitely.
And, which I don't have a problem with, you know, the following year, the board can set it for a later date or a later time, and that's okay.
And I, you know, and I know it, things change. I just, you know, not... And I know things have been tried in the past, but, you know, and it's up to people to get out, and if it's important enough, they're gonna come, you know, the way I look at it.
So I guess what we'd be looking for is a motion to hold the meeting where you guys choose and the time.
Okay. What time is it?
If I might chime in...
We're in the process of...
I understand.
The board meeting. I'll get to you.
Okay. On the time issue, though, there's a county board meeting that same day. So the later you go, the more...
There's a lot of meetings.
The more county board people are gonna be able to be there.
Arborvita?
And we have to be out of there if they have to get it cleaned by when?
Well, I think their other regular town board meeting, they generally have been meeting at 5, don't they? They moved it to 5?
That's Brian's like little thing.
Yeah.
I believe it is 5.
Arborvita moved to 5.
Yeah.
So they need, what, an hour to clean?
I would say if they wanna do some cleaning.
4.
2?
2?
Fine, make it 2.
We can be done in a couple hours, okay? Then I'd be looking for that in form of a motion.
I'll make that motion. That we go to Arborvita.
Okay.
Due to the size.
Yeah.
And not knowing what the audience will be, and, you know, start our meeting at 2 p.m.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to hold our annual meeting in Arborvita at 2 p.m. on the 20th. Discussion? You had a question, Roberta?
I was just going to ask if you could have it the day before or the day after.
You can adjust it later by adjourning it, but by state statute, the annual meeting is held on the 20th.
Okay.
And we wouldn't be able to hold it before because...
Because of the posting purposes.
Would be too soon.
We're moving out of town.
30-day notice.
Motion's been made and seconded to hold the annual meeting in the Arborvita Town Hall at 2 p.m. on the 20th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Wetzel?
Which meeting are we talking about?
Both of them. They're gonna be both the 2019 and 2020, as the board discussed before.
We have one meeting and then end it, and then call the next one right afterward.
Correct. All right, we need a motion to adjourn at 1:10.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Here we go. Thank you for coming.